daydreaming at the wheel and had my head up in the clouds. My heart was locked up behind the wall, lingering from my last fall. My reservation had sung me to sleep. I'm awake now and the sun is finally parting the clouds. I'm awake now and my voice is finally coming out loud. And I'm facing a new day with my feet on the ground, yeah. I'm turning it all around. I'm awake now. The blue skies never looked so clear. Took many miles to get me here. I'm not going back, no, it won't be me. Giving up my finest dream, there's no hesitation. Finally, I'm awake now, and the sun is finally parting the clouds. I'm awake now, and my voice is finally coming out loud. And I'm facing a new day with my feet on the ground, yeah. I'm turning it all around. No common sense, no decision could please them, no. My time has come, the day is young. Step in the light, and now it's alright to be awake now, and the sun is finally parting the clouds. I'm awake now, and my voice is finally coming out loud. I'm awake now.
That was Adria LaRock right here at Worship Factory, KKLA 99.5 FM.
Yeah. I like that song she did.
Wow.
I want to know the inspiration.
You want to know the inspiration?
I do. Wow, let me think. I came up with I think I was sitting in the studio actually down in Nashville, and I was going through a folder full of some songs some lyrics that I had that just didn't have a home yet.
Yeah.
With a song, you know.
Nice.
And I it was years and years and years ago when I had written much.
Press a pause for a second. This is kind of just a little insight for creatives who are listening.
Yeah.
So when you get a lyric, you just write it down.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Sometimes the pieces come together later, yes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Note to self.
Okay. And I don't always search through, but sometimes I'll come up with some sort of, I don't know, some guitar riff or something that's really good. And then I kind of feel something. And I think it's kind of what happened with this one. For the most part, I felt that for the chorus.
I know a lot of
and
a
then
lot
had
of times,
to find the verse. So.
Right. I know a lot of times people think songs are written out of inspiration, and then all of a sudden the music comes, and it's this beautiful thing. But a lot of times it's just discipline. It's just going, here's a thought. I'm going to make it work. I'm going to put some, you know, like you were saying, you have these little pieces, and then you sit down, and you actually work it by putting it together and just eventually crafting it as you go.
Yeah.
Kind of sounds like how this was coming about. I have a kind of a funny question. You have a bunch of really pretty pens in front of you. I want to know about your pens.
Is that a Piffy Nugget?
They're beautiful. They're gorgeous.
Yeah, they are. And they write beautiful and gorgeous.
Do they inspire you?
No, I use them when I'm inspired. How's that?
Ah, okay.
Yeah. It just depends. You know,
do you use it when you songwrite?
I do. Okay. I do. Unless I just don't have anything else, and then I'm scratching it on whatever I have. Like sometimes a napkin at a restaurant, right. Or you know, yeah, whatever I can find, a back of a receipt in a car.
Now, I just want to point out, you're mm-hmm. traveling, so you travel with these gorgeous pens.
I travel with these pens. Nice. I do. There's a selection. There's every color of the rainbow and then some in between.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And a color does mean something or it does not mean something?
Well, not one color doesn't. Someone asked me that recently, and one color doesn't always mean the same thing.
Okay.
Sometimes blue is green, and sometimes green means blue. I don't know.
But it helps you categorize?
It does.
This is important stuff.
It does.
This is very important.
Yeah, because
the brain of
somebody out there yeah. may need to know this.
It might help them. It's categorizing.
You know what? There's some book. I don't remember what it was called, but it's something about thought that it really does. Some people, their thoughts just are mapped out a little bit better yeah. when they have all these colors.
Ta-ding.
Color.
Thank you, Worship Factory.
And those of you that are out there, this is Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM. We are in studio with Adria LaRocque, which is a singer-songwriter in Nashville, Tennessee, yeah. Kentucky, by grounds of Kentucky. Lexington, I love Lexington. What a beautiful, oh my goodness. Have you ever been to Lexington, Kentucky? We talk about the greenest grass, bluest green grass.
I haven't.
Beautiful, beautiful area. Take a ride. It's gorgeous. I don't know. They ought to be.
Yeah.
You know what I'm amazed with, too, is that I can't tell you how much I applaud singer-songwriters because, in fact, it is a gift. It is definitely a gift from God to be able to give those words and those lyrics. I can't tell you enough to be able to listen and what inspires a singer-songwriter to be able to come up with that. And then put it to paper and then put it to music and then put it into reality and throw it in the universe and make it, you know, what God has created it to make. It's amazing.
Yeah. Do you have a certain process that you go that you kind of go work through when you're doing a song? Or no, is it just kind of all different every time?
It is. It really is all different.
Okay.
I wrote a worship song actually that's not, I wrote it a little too late to actually go on the All Will Fall EP.
Mm-hmm. Now, where can people buy that little EP through your website?
They will be able to.
Soon.
It's like hot off the press, so we really don't even have it. Pretty much, you can only get it if you come see me live.
And that website,
but
website
it will be up there on www.adrialaroc.com, or you will be able to download it. I'm sure.
Yeah,
at
and our members,
CD Baby, and
when you're signed up to Worship Factory, we send out little emails to you guys to remind you of. People's websites. So join and you'll have access to all these artists' websites.
So. Yes. Plus, check out the newsletter when it does come around from Constant Contact. If you are a member at worshipfactory.net, it'll be there as well. And you can catch all the information on Adria LaRocque, which is just amazing. Beautiful playing too. Gorgeous guitar. Just a
wonderful,
wonderful song. I can't.
How old were you when you started playing guitar?
16 probably.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Good time to start.
And good, you didn't ask how old I was, right? How
hey.
Long ago it was.
How long
no,
ago?
How long have you been married? That's the question as far as that goes. You and your husband, you were talking
Nine
about.
9 years.
Does he travel mm-hmm. with you? Or are you guys out and about? Or is he?
No, he did. I mean, he was out here for this, but he also had a conference. He works in Lexington, so he doesn't get to travel a whole lot, but.
Supportive, I hope, of what
very
God's
supportive.
Called you to.
Very supportive. I'm very blessed.
That's important,
very
too.
Blessed.
We talk about in Worship Factory all the time that whether you're a parent of a child or whether you're a spouse or whether you're a boyfriend, girlfriend, or whatever you may be, a brother, sister, it's so important to encourage and empower those people that are in creative arts because otherwise it's just too difficult sometimes out there and you'll get your spirit squashed, your internal spirit as far as it goes, not the
Holy because
Spirit.
We all have that internal battle. The doubt, the wondering,
we're our
can
own
I do
worst
it?
Critic. Yeah.
Yeah, we all have exactly that same thing. Mm-hmm. You're not unique, but we can fight that battle together and support each other by getting connected. And that's what we're here to do.
Right.
And also we encourage you to get involved in your church. We talk about it all the time, or a church, because we think it's very important for you to have a connection with God first and foremost, and especially in the creative arts world, because here in L.A., you're always confronted with challenges, and you're always confronted, should I do that gig or this gig, or should I do that movie or that movie, whatever it is. And I think that first and foremost, I think we have to be grounded in the Word to make sure that it's like, okay.
Hear God's voice. Be close enough in a relationship with Him that you can sense whether He's wanting you to do something or not do something, which is often our case in these gray areas. I know we don't have a lot of time left, but I want to know, I know you do a lot of different venues. You do conventions or a winery or a coffee house or worship. What is your favorite venue? What do you go, you walk away from going, that was awesome?
It really depends on the the just the people there, you know, if they're mm-hmm. connecting and responding to the song somewhat, that feels like it's been a successful,
when your music,
I guess, you
moves
want.
People and yeah. you can sense that mm-hmm. and see
yeah.
that.
Yeah, because I think that's a goal for me with my music, yeah. whatever it is. You know, worship, you know, I don't think worship is just enclosed in the church and that worship mm. and corporate, you know, congregational worship. Mm-hmm. You can worship a lot of different places.
Now, let me ask, so right now mm-hmm. in your life, what worship song is really speaking to you, really, you know, you hear it and you mm. just breaks you out?
You
one
of
your songs
or
any song, just what's reverberating in your heart these days? I put you know, people on
think,
the spot.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's good.
If you had asked anybody would probably have the same issue. You're like, well, let me think.
No, I because I have one that popped out, but that's different.
That's you, Rod.
The song "You'll Come" by Hillsong.
Mm.
Hillsong United. I mean, that just, you know, I lead worship every week for a Celebrate Recovery ministry. And
go
so
recovery. Oh,
yeah. And so just thinking those words of that bridge, even just singing them.
What are the words?
Over the people. It, they say, chains be broken, lives be healed, eyes be open.
Mm.
Christ yeah. is revealed.
That's a great
Amen.
Song. Great song.
It just, I get the chills just saying it now, but just I just always see them, you know, see mm-hmm. those people. Not just them, but like some of the other people that we've met in California.
So. You know, the greatest part about it is there's victory on the other side,
yeah,
which is incredible. And yeah. we're going to take you out of this segment, actually, with another song. We've asked her to set in studio again and bless us and bless you, hopefully, out there with some of her wonderful God-given talents. It's Adriana LaRock, and right here at Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM, we're going to take you out of this segment with a song by Adriana LaRock.
Savior, I come, quiet my soul. Remember, redemption's here. Your blood was spilled for my ransom. Everything I wanted, I count it all as loss. Lead me to the cross where your love poured out. Bring me to my knees, Lord, I lay me down. Rid me of myself, I belong to you. Tempted and tried, human. Your word became flesh, bore my sin and death. And now you're risen. And everything I wanted, dear, I count it all. Lead me to the cross where your love poured out. Bring me to my knees, Lord, I lay me down. Rid me of myself, I belong to you. To your heart. myself, I belong to you. Oh, lead me. Lead me to the cross.
That was Adria LaRock right here at Worship Factory KKLA 99.5. Be right back.